A Jacksonville corrections officer is facing charges after she allegedly beat a shackled woman last week. The story was corroborated by other employees at the Duval County Jail.
Hey, Lindsay?
Yes.
Corinda Welch is at her Oak Leaf Plantation home with her 3-year-old Thursday. But about a week ago, she says she was arrested in front of him for driving with a suspended license, which she says she wasn't aware of. The worst part, though, she says, didn't occur until she was being booked into jail.
This is where the hell started.
She admits she didn't get along with corrections officer Catherine Thompson. The two had words with each other multiple times.
We went back and forth the entire night.
But then Thompson put Welch in 4-point restraints, which Under Sheriff Pat Ivey describes like
handcuffs and leg shackles and them attached with a chain.
By the time I could ask her to loosen up those shackles, she punched me dead in my forehead, closed fist. And I was just in shock that that was happening to me. So I fell. I was back on my back at this point, still shackled up very tight. She grabbed both my head with both her hands and slammed the left side of my head, which is still sore, into the concrete wall. And she just kept punching me.
Welch says throughout the ordeal, her main concern was she's in her first trimester of pregnancy. JSO says Thompson's co-workers came forward about the incident. On Thursday, she was fired and arrested, charged with battery and official misconduct, a felony. Thompson had been on the job 14 months as a probationary hire, so she doesn't have any employee protections. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.